what was the other use stone?
A wooden frame that carpenters use a lot. It kind of looks something like this. You might braise something on it or something like that.
The horse?
Right. Did y'all have those around the house? Or
Yeah. Always having to do something. That they had to have two horses out there to lay the plank on or whatever they was going to do, work or something.
Did you have one that was more shaped like this, like an X, and you could lay a log right in?
Yeah, lay a log in.
Kind of to brace it.
That's it.
Did that have a name?
I don't know whether it did or not, but I know that we always had something like that. Out in the yard there or round about.
Might it be a rack or a saw?
Yeah.
Which one of those would you?
When they got it in, up this way and putting the stuff in there, they'd call it the rack.
The rack.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Okay. When you got up in the morning and you were straightening your hair, what would you use? Getting your hair all in place.
Comb or brush one?
Sure. Quick. Alright. Brush is what I was after. And when you use the brush on your hair, you just say that you're going to do what to your hair?
Well, if you're using a brush, just say you're going to brush your hair.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was just for pronunciation.
I believe I did finally get it brushed one time sometime during the day.
It looks fine.
But anyway, I never had having my hair cut. I told them that I couldn't drive to go to the beauty parlor. I couldn't roll it myself, and so I just leave it like it was and twist it up and go on.
I always kid my grandmother about going to the beauty parlor and coming back with blue hair. You know how that is?
Yeah.
I like it better white.
But I'm the only one in my Sunday school class. Maybe one or two more in that church that had long hair. I really think I'm queer that I haven't got mine cut, but
That was an interesting word you just used. You said you reckoned they thought you were queer for not having yours cut. What does that mean to you? Just kind of peculiar or strange?
That's what I figure it is. And you know, you've heard the old saying that said, thee is a little bit queer, but so and so is just plump queer.
Queer.
Yeah.
You ever hear people say it like that?
That's what I say, that I never heard that. It's not often ever hear anybody say it, but anyway, it'd just be somebody that they would say that about, you know, about somebody else was a little bit queer, but so and so was just plumb queer.
As far as you know, has that word queer changed its meaning any recently? There's just always meant strange or
just a little bit odd.
Right. Okay. When your father got up in the morning and shaved himself, what did he use?